Welcome, friends. I'm Reverend Tim Earhart, and this is Daily Bible Reflections for October 9, 2023. Today's New Testament lesson is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. Living Stones. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. New International Version. The Apostle Peter describes Christians as living stones that form the temple of the Lord. In our worship, we are like priests, carrying the sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving into the presence of God. This is who we are. It is our identity. Christians belong to God in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have been formed and continue to be formed into the people of God as one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The word for stones in today's text, Greek lithos, specifically refers to large stones that have been hewn into shape. So Christians, as God's holy people, have been set apart and shaped for the purpose of worshiping Jesus Christ. Instead of offering the blood of bulls and goats, like the select group of Old Testament priests did, we are all priests who now offer spiritual sacrifices because Jesus has taken care of the sin issue once for all. Christians continually offer to God the worship of Christ and a holy life. In grateful response to Christ's sacrificial death on our behalf, Jesus Christ is the Christian's cornerstone and center, and is to be the church's passion and priority. In worship, God builds us into a community of faith who dedicate ourselves to knowing Jesus and making him known. All of life, and not just a Sunday worship service, is to be a daily rhythm of God's revelation to us, and our response to God in faith, thanksgiving, and an obedient life. We were chosen to serve God and to exist for worship. Worship is grounded in the triune God and centered in Christ. Worship is the heart and life response to the revelation of God in Christ. Genuine encounters of God's revelation to us and our response to those experiences form us into the disciples of Jesus. For those who refuse God's perspective, Jesus Christ is experienced as an obstacle. He becomes the rock which causes them to stumble and fall. Although the early Christians for whom the Apostle Peter addressed were often humiliated and ostracized, they are nevertheless God's elect, honored, and precious people. Peter, who was named Rock by the Lord himself, wanted his audience to know that they too are known by God as rocks, as precious living stones. So he explained their identity by pointing out the parallels between them and Christ. Christ is the living cornerstone. Christians are living stones. Christ was rejected by humans. Christians are strangers in the world. Christ is God's chosen one. Christians are God's elect. Christ is venerated by God. Christians are esteemed by God. Jesus has so closely identified with us, God's people, that we are in a vital union with him. On account of Christ rising from death, Christians are like living stones who are acceptable to God through Christ. As the late salesman on television from decades ago, Ron Popeil, used to say, "But wait, there's more." Christians have been born again, experiencing rebirth into a new life. Our identity has given us great privilege as building blocks into the following things: incorporation into a new community, a temple that shares in God's honor and symbolizes God's presence and power; membership in a holy and royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices of holiness and love; inclusion into the chosen people, a disparate people who share together in common values, patterns of living, and redemption; citizens of a holy nation who enjoy a covenant relationship with God and worship the Lord who brought them out of darkness into light. God has created a community of people in Christ who did not previously exist. Together as Christians and people of God, we celebrate Jesus in worship and revel in his saving mercy, which has given us fresh hope and new life. Therefore, I humbly and proudly adopt the identification of Christian. I am here because of Jesus Christ and all the faithful believers who came before me on the firm foundation of the apostles and prophets. I am part of the great stone structure called the church. I know who I am. I know who my people are. And that sense of belonging, no one can ever take from me. Soli Deo Gloria. Lord of heaven and earth, we pray that you will bring justice, faith, and salvation to all peoples. You chose us in Christ to be your people and to be the temple of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will fill your church with vision and hope. In the baptism and birth of Jesus, you have opened heaven to us and enabled us to share in your glory, the joy of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May your whole church, living and departed, come to a joyful resurrection in your city of light. Amen.